With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. GE labeling would cost peanuts. A recently released study by the economic consulting firm Echo Northwest concludes that requiring genetically engineered food to be labeled would cost Americans a mere $2.30 per person per year. That's less than a penny a day, and with enough time to comply with a labeling requirement, food producers and retailers would only face a minimal one-time cost, the analysis showed. The report was commissioned by the Consumers Union, the advocacy and policy arm of the Consumer Reports. They sought to resolve the apparent disagreement between how much food prices would increase if GE labeling were required. It noted that food labels are regularly updated for regulatory and non-regulatory purposes, and given the competitiveness of the food industry, the $2.30 likely wouldn't be passed on to the consumers, researchers say. With polls showing overwhelming support for GE labeling in Oregon and Colorado, where voters will decide the issue in November, opponents of labeling are spending millions on campaigns aimed at misleading consumers. The opponents cite studies predicting that GE labels could increase food costs by hundreds of dollars a year. But Echo Northwest found that many of these conclusions are based on unsupported assumptions that companies will reformulate their products to include only organic ingredients. Price gap between more and less healthy foods grow. A new study published in the journal PLOS-ONE tracked the price of 94 key food and beverage items from 2002 to 2012. Its findings showed that more healthy foods were consistently more expensive than less healthy foods and have risen more sharply in price over time. While less healthy foods had slightly greater price rise relative to 2002, the increase in the price difference between more and less healthy foods is a factor that may contribute towards growing food insecurity. More Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Egg-rich diet not harmful in type 2 diabetes. Eggs don't have an adverse effect on lipid levels in patients with type 2 diabetes, a new study indicates. Researchers also found that an egg-rich diet for 3 months was associated with a better appetite control and may provide greater satiety. Nicholas Fowler from the University of Sydney, Australia, presented his findings as a poster at the European Association for the Study of Diabetes 2014 meeting, and he explained that the study was motivated by the negative perception widely held towards egg consumption by patients with type 2 diabetes. Epidemiological studies have also indicated that high egg consumption, though not associated with adverse cardiovascular outcomes in the general population, may be associated with worse cardiovascular outcomes in people with type 2 diabetes, Dr. Fowler said. National guidelines on egg consumption and total dietary cholesterol intake are inconclusive and also vary widely between different countries, he added. The prospective randomized control study explored health outcomes in people on a high egg diet who had either pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes. The trial lasted 3 months, and a total of 140 participants with a BMI of at least 25 kilograms were recruited to either a low egg group consuming less than 2 eggs per week or a high egg group consuming 2 eggs per day at breakfast for 6 days per week. Protein intake was identical in both groups. The findings showed no significant difference between two groups in levels of HDL cholesterol and LDL cholesterol, triglycerides, and glycemic control. However, the non-significant difference in HDL did show a trend for improvement in the high egg group. And despite both groups being matched for protein intake, The high A group reported less hunger and grayer satiety after meals, Dr. Fuller reported. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned, very fast moving. During the first hour, I'm going to be joined by a guy that I'm very privileged to call a friend, and that's Dr. Mark Gordon. And also, we're going to be talking about at that time how traumatic brain injury is actually being resolved today with a special guest, Chief Petty Officer Matthew Gosney. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Dr. Jerry Mixon for another installment of Longevity Medicine as we talk more about chronic inflammation. And then later in the show, we're going to be talking about a book review, Conditioned to the Core, and you're not going to want to miss that. First of all, I want to welcome two guys to the show, Dr. Mark Gordon. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing very well, Carl. Thank you very much for having me back.
And, of course, Chief Petty Officer Matthew Gosney. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay, good. Now, first I got to say something, okay? I met Mark Gordon, geez, how many years ago, Mark? 2007, 2008, maybe?
About that.
Okay, and it was thanks to Dr. Gordon that I started to use a term called optimistic medicine. And the reason I say that is because whatever Dr. Gordon seems to focus on, he was the go-to guy at A4M for years about growth hormone and peptides and stuff like that. He started to delve into traumatic brain injury back then. Now he is focused on TBI. Whatever he focuses on, he looks at it at a different way than most clinicians. He looks at it applying optimism. There's a way to solve this problem. And that is a very, very different approach than most clinicians who look for a way to manage the problem. So I just want to credit you with my use of the term optimistic medicine. So now,
it's very kind of you.
Well, and so we've actually talked about traumatic brain injury a while ago. We had an NFL player on the show. You've gotten deeper and deeper into TBI now, haven't you?
Absolutely. I'm spending probably 75 to 80% of my time dealing strictly with TBI cases because, as you know, the literature is showing that the numbers are growing and growing and growing, as well as the symptomatology, the complaints that they're having, are becoming more and more drastic with depression, suicide, quality of life just going down the tubes, inability to continue daily functions of life.
And you suffered from TBI, and we probably don't want to talk too much about that right now, but as a young boy, you were actually a victim of TBI unknowingly, and you were the first person to point out to me that something as innocuous as those old 360-degree dental
x-rays could actually stimulate damage of the pituitary and the hypothalamus.
Right. Very true. What has happened personally is I had four head traumas, and it wasn't until I was between 34 and 46 years of age when I was getting obese, losing my hair, on antidepressants, and not a very happy camper, that I went to a facility which was one of the earliest companies called Senogenix, and ended up getting a full evaluation. They found I was deficient in growth hormone, testosterone, and thyroid, and they started me on replenishment therapy, and within 2 months, I was totally different, and as the years went on and I continued on the protocols that they had set up for me, the improvement in every aspect of my life. I was 53 when I got my second degree black belt.
Wow.
And most of the people in my class were, you know, 18 to 23 years of age, and I was on the cover of Martial Arts Magazine where they came in and said, how am I able to do it? Well, I didn't tell them the total truth. I did tell them that it was because, you know, I'm healthy.
Right.
And the way to be healthy and be fully functional psychologically, physiologically, and physically is to make sure your hormone levels are at their optimum levels.
Right.
Not at just within the parameters, but at an optimal level.
Well, more importantly, not in age-appropriate levels, but in youthful levels. You want youthful levels of hormones, not
correct.
Age-appropriate levels. Right. Okay.
Correct. You know, I'm still to this day trying to look at, you know, how was it that we came up with this reference range and these normal reference ranges. And there are some phenomenal articles back in the 70s and 80s where these statisticians were trying to evaluate, you know, are these ranges that we set up for the global population really valid? And their conclusion was not. You should take the levels based upon the patient, and we shouldn't be treating numbers. We should be treating people.
Okay, so now let's move forward to talk about TBI now, because this is an important subject, especially in light of the fact of something that you and I have talked about in the past, and that is the U.S. military has a protocol of when an enlisted person steps into the role, they do a brain evaluation with the understanding that when they exit their role, they will be reevaluated to see if any TBI has been suffered while they were in the military. Ironically, they've spent hundreds of millions of dollars doing these entry exams, but haven't done any exit exams, right? Isn't that true?
Well, from what I'm reading, yes, but I think Petty Officer Ghazni would probably be the best one to give his view of it because he was in the system.
Okay, so that's where I'm going now. Okay, so first of all, Matt, is it okay if I refer to you as Matt?
Of course.
Okay, so what was your life like before you entered the military?
Well, let's see. I grew up in Washington State, very active, played sports, huge basketball guy. Very active, you know, doing everything I could to stay healthy and just fit.
What branch of the military did you end up going into?
The Navy.
Okay. What type of activities were you involved in the Navy? What was your position or your what's the rank, for instance?
Well, yeah, that's a good thing you asked me. I just want to make one correction. I wasn't a chief petty officer, but I was a petty officer.
Okay. Well, you know what? I just gave you a promotion. What the hell?
Come on. I know. Thank you so much. I'll wait for the check.
With the pay grade.
I think you deserve it. So that, let the military know that. But good. I'm sorry. Tell me about your activities.
Sure. I was a corpsman, which I guess in layman terms would be like a medic. So I did that. Went to SEAL training. Did all that fun stuff, graduated, and then did combat operations overseas.
Okay, so did you sustain any type of injuries that you can acknowledge? Or was,
sure.
Okay.
What
happened?
I did. Let's see. I took a gunshot wound to the leg. I took multiple explosions to the face with two surgeries after. And then developed, you know, arthritis from all the stuff and ended up having to have a shoulder surgery. And just now I deal with chronic pain.
Okay, so when are you still in the military? Have you left the military?
I'm not. I've been out since 08.
And so when you were released from your duties and you stepped out, did the government give you any assistance? Did they say, you know, maybe some of these symptoms that you're suffering from were a result of the trauma to your skull as a result of taking these explosions in the face?
Well, it's always a process when you get out, because you get out and you, you know, essentially you're gone. And if there's anything outstanding, sure, they give you the means to go get that before you, as you get out, before you get out, or once you're out. Sometimes they won't even let you go until they deem that you're fit to go. But at that time, you get out and you go to your closest VA and you sign up for benefits. And then from there, you know, it's a whole process. You go in, you talk about the injuries you've had, you go over your medical record, and then you try to come up with some kind of a protocol or treatment if need be. The thing with TBI that can become a problem is over time is when these symptoms start coming.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
necessarily see them right away.
They're not acute. You're right. And I want to talk about the TBI when we come back, okay? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Later in the show, we're going to tell you how you can reach out to the two guests on the show as well. If you are suffering from TBI yourself, you want some answers, or you suspect that you may have had a traumatic brain injury in the past, but no one wants to acknowledge it. This is a very, very important discussion. No one is doing the work that Dr. Gordon is doing today. He is championing the cause. Everyone else is sitting silent. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cree alkaline and pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel.
Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about traumatic brain injury with Dr. Mark Gordon. Single-handedly leading the charge. Not just exposing TBI, but also giving people a chance to resolve it. This is unheard of, folks. Most of the people with TBI end up on a polypharmaceutical plan that numbs them to life, so they just don't complain. It's like a chemical frontal lobotomy, and that is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about actually regaining your life. So, Matt, when you got out of the Navy, did they give you an exit TBI exam?
I did not have one, no.
Did you ask why? At that point in time, you didn't even know what TBI was.
I knew what it was. I mean, I was a medic. I knew what it was. You get out and they ask you. They certainly ask you about, you know, were you in any explosions? Did you have any trauma to the brain? You tell them that, and sure, they take that down. And, you know, I had like a standard MRI done. I mean, I suffer from migraines, and so they went down that protocol and did that. But that's not going to give them the answer they need.
No, no. Because traumatic brain injury doesn't necessarily produce visible collateral damage as much as it does affect peripheral systems that it's in control of. So how do you reach Dr. Gordon? How do you find him?
Well, interestingly enough, that's almost an adventure in itself. I actually found out about him through the powerful Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, great guy.
He, amazing, pretty much saved my life.
And so when you go to Dr. Gordon and he starts to talk to you about his approach to TBI, were you skeptical, reluctant, hesitant, any emotions at all? Because you've been down this road before?
Yeah, I had a lot of emotions. It was a last resort for me.
Okay.
And I was at the end. I had gone through, you know, just a couple years of just torment. No hope, no nothing, and was trying to figure out, well, what the heck is wrong with me? Is there something wrong with me? Type of thing. You know, I'm being put on all these medications, trying all these treatments. They're not working. Going back in, saying, hey, okay, well, getting it readjusted, still not working. And just being miserable and hating life. So at this point, you know, I heard about that, and I said, I have to at least
try. Dr. Gordon, what did his labs look like at first blush?
Well, with his permission, right, Matt, I have your permission.
Yeah.
There was a significant androgen pattern of deficiency. You know, we think about, you know, testosterone only, but there are other supportive hormones that lead to testosterone and support testosterone, like pregnenolone, allopregnenolone, DHEA, DHEAS, DHT, and so forth, that were, as a group, they were deficient. Now, deficient and insufficient are words that we have to appreciate. Deficient means absolute, according to this traditional medicine, traditional guidelines, is below that which is supportive of health. But what we found is that if the normal is anything above 20, if they're at 21, that's normal, but still having symptoms. And this is where I find the majority of the patients. They're right on the border and no one does anything. So in Matt's case, we found a significant testosterone deficiency, and then the supportive hormones or the pro-hormones were in the low range also. So what we did was we replenished it. We didn't replace, we replenished. We substituted or supplemented him with enough to bring him up to physiological level. And we use very low dosing and monitor the patient to watch as their levels rise, how it correlates to their symptoms or their improvement in symptoms. And I think Matt can share that with you and, you know, how he improved.
Well, I want to make a statement first, okay? So this is really interesting,
okay.
because symptoms are the reason you show up at a doctor's office quite often, but then the doctor summarily ignores symptoms as treatment occurs. And this is tantamount to you going to your auto mechanic and saying, look, my car has a terrible misfire and a backfire. And you spend $1,000 and it still misfires and backfires. And he goes, yeah, but it's fixed. And it's not fixed. The reason that you showed up there is because you feel a certain way. And
right.
And if anything, the traditional approach to dealing with the pharmaceutical approach to dealing with problems today basically move the target. So you went in there feeling like this, and let's call this myriad of symptoms A. But now you're taking these drugs that give you this myriad of symptoms called B. And so the doctor feels like, well, I solved your problem because you don't feel A anymore. It's like if you came into my house and you said, I've got a terrible pain in my shoulder and I stomped on your foot incessantly. And now you say, oh, my foot is killing me. I say, yeah, but your shoulder's not anymore. This is the mistake in most medical approaches today. Am I right or wrong?
Correct. And no, you're right. But, you know, one of the fundamental issues is in the laboratory testing, we've developed over the past 10 years a very, very, very focal 26-point biochemical hormonal test that tells us about the hormonal milieu from the brain to the periphery. You want to determine whether or not the loss of testosterone production is due to, in a male, testicular dysfunction or
right.
stopped functioning,
Leydig cells,
or if it's
right.
from the brain's lack of signal to the testicle. And
right.
that's what this 26-point test is all about, correlating. Is it due to head trauma that's causing it, or is it just due to, you know, explosion, damage to the testicles, or, you know, loss of testicular functioning?
And when you say we, you say you mean it as your practice. This is not what traditional clinicians do.
Well, I tend not to use the word I, because there are a lot of people throughout my life who have helped to bring me to this point. So anything I do is always a we, because I was mentored by some phenomenal people.
Right. But the point I'm trying to make is if someone's listening to the show and they go, oh, I just need to go to my doctor and tell him about what I heard on the show and get him to do this,
right.
he's not going to do it. First of all,
that's the problem.
Well, and I got to
that's the problem.
Dr.
Can
Gordon,
I jump in on this?
Well, you know what?
Sure.
We're gonna go to a break here. If I can give you 2 minutes and then we'll pick it up on the other side, because then I'm going to ask you about your progress. Okay. So go ahead.
Sure. I think as a veteran, you know, part of the problem is we go into the VA and the symptoms that we have, you know, there's another word that we use for that, and it's called PTSD. And so what the underlying problem is we're being treated for PTSD when there's probably really a hormonal deficiency going on. And so, you know, we're masking the symptoms by giving all these medications. And so we're never really getting better. I was never really getting better. And, you know, quite frankly, I was getting worse. And that's where, you know, that hope comes down. It's just like, I didn't know what to do at the end. And so, you know, even sometimes going in there with these symptoms, it comes across as something else than what it really is.
Well, and so you think that PTSD just becomes a catch-all? Oh, you know, we don't know what it is, so it's PTSD?
PTSD is very real. I just believe from my own experience that it definitely, you go in there and yeah, there's this big category and we're all kind of being put in that, instead of actually seeing what's really going on with the body and why is it not functioning properly the way that it is.
Mark, do you think that PTSD is in fact somehow linked to a disruption in hormones as a result of an ultra stress? I mean, maybe it's not blunt force trauma, but...
Well, it's interesting question. It's what I'm writing about right now in Chapter 7, Neuropsychiatry of the book TBI. And it is, I believe... a catch-all.
Yep.
I think there are people who have had minor concussions, repetitive gunfire, which they don't look at being a cause or precipitator of traumatic brain injury. But we have LAPD who go and shoot their once-a-year shotgun. They shoot 12 rounds, and that jerking is enough to create enough of a trauma to cause a mild form of traumatic brain injury. And I think that there are a lot of situations that have been missed, whether or not, you know, you're shooting a mortar or are close to where a tank fires a shell. And that blast injury, you know, phenomenal articles have been written about blast trauma, the 4 or 5 different stages of blast trauma. And I think these things are being missed because they're so subtle, but they're
yeah.
cumulative.
You know,
and that's the problem.
You just helped me answer a question personally. I understand why I am the way I am because my mother always hit me in the head with a wooden spoon. So, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about where Matt is today. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. If you know somebody who is suffering from symptoms that they can't get answers to, we're going to tell you how you can get in touch with Dr. Mark Gordon as well as Matthew Gosney at the end of the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel.
clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Sherry has to say about Relief Factor.
Last year, I had my right and my left hip replaced. Everything went well with the surgery, but I was having pains in my thighs. I thought maybe this system might be helpful to me. So I ordered some, and kind of like a miracle, I don't have pain in my thighs at all anymore. And for anyone out there that has aches or pains from whatever exercise, surgery, they should give it a try because it worked for me and it will more than likely work for you too.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop any anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
50. Robbie F50.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Dr. Jerry Mixon joins us for another installment of Longevity Medicine, as we talk more about chronic inflammation. And then, of course, we're going to be joined by Dan Taylor to talk about his book, Conditioning to the Core. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Mark Gordon and Matthew. God, I can't believe I just lost your last name. I'm sorry about that, Matt. Matthew Gosney. I actually was just doing push-ups and bodyweight squats during the break. That's my thing to stay active because I sit in this chair all day long. I have to get up. I get up during the breaks. I use the whole break to exercise, believe it or not. But anyway, where are you now, Matt? First of all, how long did it take for you to start to notice changes once you started working with Dr. Gordon?
As soon as I started getting on the protocol that first week.
Really? That first week? What was most noticeable to you?
I think the most noticeable thing for me was energy levels, being able to get out of bed without, you know, being immensely tired or just in pain.
You know, and a lot of that has – people think of depression as specifically a psychological effect, but depression is also physiological. When you're depressed, you have no energy. You don't want to move because the body wants you to lay still because it knows it's sick. And so you felt like you had a greater sense of well-being, I take it.
Yes, yeah. The mental stuff, I mean, I feel like it came a little bit later. It was more gradual, maybe more gradual that I noticed it. Other people noticed it right away and had said things to me just about my general attitude. But for me, just within that first week, it was like, man, I can get out of bed. Oh, you know what? It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I can actually feel like I can do something for my day. It was wonderful. It was great. I felt like my old self.
Okay, that was my next question. So if you look back at yourself pre-military and look at yourself in those initial weeks and months, did you start to see benchmarks coming back? Like, wow, I can do this again. I haven't done this since before I went into the Navy.
That's a great way to put it, as benchmarks, because that's almost exactly what it was. I mean, it was pre-Navy and even in the Navy, because while I was in the Navy, there was certain things that, you know, I had got a level two of being able to do that I was used to, especially like physically. And then, you know, getting out, not being able to do that, gaining weight, not being able
really?
To have energy to go to the gym, just hating life, really, because it was irritable. I was angry. I was having a hard time concentrating. I'm an avid reader. Could barely read.
Wow.
Could barely read for 10 minutes before, you know, it was just too much. Just, you know, just so many problems that I was having and trying to get fixed, and nothing was working.
Are you married? Well, are you married, Matt?
My marriage did not survive this protocol.
I was just going to ask that.
I can say that. Yeah, it caused a lot of problems in my marriage, you know. This is someone that, you know, I deeply loved, is asking me to get help, is asking me to change. And I'm trying all these things, and they're not working. And so this person thinks that I'm not doing what they want me to do, when in reality, I wasn't getting the true help that I needed.
This is really sad. A lot of relationships don't survive when somebody is stuck in this abyss of hormonal... what's the word I'm looking for, Mark? You know, cessation,
disruption.
It's really sad because it makes the, and rightfully so. You obviously loved your wife, but the reality is you probably didn't want her to stay with that person either. Now that you look back and realize what a funk you were in, right?
Oh, of course. It was very difficult. It was just one of those things of, you know, I felt like I was trying my best, but I wasn't getting any reward from it. And this person who, you know, loves me too, just can't be around the person that I was.
Yeah.
She had to leave, and I can't blame her for that. And, you know, it was very difficult, and, you know, it was just one of those things where I ended up starting to believe that I couldn't get better.
Right.
That whatever I was getting was how I was going to be forever. You know, that ended up leading to a suicide attempt. And me going to the hospital for a week, and me just at my last wit's end of just, their life can't get better. Nothing's going to happen.
Hence,
and that's, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's good. You finish.
And that's when I, you know, I came, you know, I'm an avid listener of Joe Rogan, and I was listening to that podcast, and Dr. Gordon was on there, and he's talking about all these things. And there was a part of me that was like, I have to see if this can help me. You know, this I have not tried. This sounds like something that I need. And it makes sense. That's the thing. And so I got that information. You know, I put in an application on his website that he created from the Joe Rogan Experience. They gave me a grant so that they could pay for it. And, you know, and I got all my labs done, and then I flew down there to meet with him.
Wait a minute. I want to talk about the grant in a minute, but are you working now? And were you obviously weren't able to work when you were suffering with TBI. Are you able to work now?
I am working, yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a medical laboratory scientist.
Wow, that's really cool. So now you're actually on the other side of the table, probably with this type of a project as well.
Yeah, I'm in a unique position of where a lot of the things that I'm seeing going on with me, I can, you know, directly translate in my job. And it makes me in that position of where I can actually talk about it better and explain it better to people.
Mark,
I love that.
Mark, a grant? What? Tell me about these grants.
Well, my office practice does not make a profit. My office money goes into a fund which is matched by Access Medical Lab of Jupiter, mm-hmm. Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They have put in matching funds with me so that military, law enforcement, fire department, they put in an application. What happens is, at this point, they get a grant for all their laboratory work. Unfortunately, we haven't found someone to sponsor us to help with the treatment, but what I end up doing is I take an additional 20% out of the practice to put into to help with treatment. You know, if you go to my website, tbimedlegal.com, and you read what I write about what we civilians owe to our military, you know, my father was in the military during World War II, and it's a responsibility that I think that those of us who can afford to participate should participate, and this is what I do. So from the Joe Rogan Experience, we received some 800 new patients. Of that, we're about 50 military, and we've been able to cover about 28 individuals on the program, and I wish there was just more funding so we can cover everything, and that's what I'm working on right now, hopefully with one of the liaisons or two of the liaisons that we developed with the Pentagon.
That was my question. Why isn't the military funding this?
Well, you know, you made a comment in the beginning about, you know, they're sitting on the sideline. Let me just rephrase that. They're not sitting, no one's sitting on the sideline. They're working diligently from a multitude of avenues to try and find something that works while the fundamental issues are being ignored. And they're looking for, you know, shooting stars as a means of treatment.
Uh-huh.
Well, right in front of us, just correct, you know, back to basics. You got to go back to basics and look at the system, correct the things that are out of balance, and bring them back to normal physiological levels. But there are a lot of projects going on, phenomenal projects going on about diagnosing. There was just another $2 million grant given to, I think, University of South Carolina to do MRIs, CT scans, DT MRIs, all these high-tech PET scans, MUGA scans, all these different scans to detect the damage to the brain. Well, you talk to the person, you know there's damage.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's doing the laboratory testing to find the pinpoint, the biochemical changes that happen in the brain. I mean, there are, I've got in my collection right now, almost 6,000 articles on traumatic brain injury, laboratory testing, and the science on why people develop depression, why people develop anger, aggression, and so forth. And we look at all the biochemistry that causes it. From progesterone, there was a phenomenal study that came out, federal government, and then subsequently, where called the PROTECT, P-R-O-T-E-C-T, where they used progesterone in people who came in with in coma. And the people woke up. They weren't cognitively better, but they woke up out of their coma.
Wow.
And they find that people who are on progesterone and estrogen, like women compared to males, women who are on hormonal replacement therapy with bioidentical, bioequivalent, and not the synthetic stuff,
right,
that they fare so much better if they have a traumatic brain, whether or not it's a motor vehicle accident, a slip and fall, motorcycle, bicycle accident, whatever the scenario was that led to the traumatic brain, they'd fare much better, which precipitated this PROTECT study to say, okay, why do these women do better than everybody else? And they found progesterone. And we found that progesterone becomes another chemical called allopregnanolone,
right,
which helps to stabilize the neural connectivity, the, you know, the sigma receptors and all the receptors in the brain that regulate irritability.
Hey, Mark, we have to go into this break. Just hold that,
okay,
thought, because we'll pick it up on the other side. And we're also going to tell everybody how you can reach out to Dr. Mark Gordon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
today.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Mark Gordon about traumatic brain injury. We're also joined by Matt. Isn't that funny? I can't remember your last. I think I suffered some traumatic brain injury during the break there just now. Matt Gosney.
We have some new cognitive products coming out called enhancers. We'll have to send you a couple of cases.
I just need to get a good night's sleep. The last two nights I have not slept well. I've just been playing around with some things, Mark. You know I'm a 250-pound Wistar rat. So anyway. Okay, so Mark, if people are listening to the show and they want to get more information, should they go to the website that you just gave, which is tbimedlegal.com?
Yes, they can go to TBI Med Legal, and on the site there's about 100 articles that reference the majority of symptoms. One of the symptoms that Matt was talking about is fatigue. Well, in a major meta-analysis where they looked at hundreds and hundreds of studies about symptoms associated with traumatic brain injury, they found that fatigue was number one. Recently, some new literature came out talking about a chemical that is depleted in the brain called hypocretin, which is what causes narcolepsy, the sleepwalking disease. And they found that with head trauma, that in
impacts the hypothalamus, that it can lead to a deficiency of this hormone, and it leads to daytime fatigue. So that's why a lot of people are being put on Provigil, Nuvigil, as a means of modafinil to improve their cognitive state, and the apathy and then depression comes on. With depression, depression can cause a change in brain hormones. You can lose testosterone because of stress, and depression increases cortisol,
right,
which can cause your testicular function to drop, and you lose testosterone, both in females, ovary and testicular function. So there's, just an entire array of articles on the site which will help you to put things together. And then there's a place where you can put an application in where, because we have limited time, what we try to do is get as much done as we possibly can without you coming into the office. And we can send a nurse out to draw blood, and or you go to one of our stations throughout the entire United States. We have people in Europe, in Canada, and Mexico. So we make it as convenient as we possibly can in time, so we're not eating up a lot of time and we can get the most done. We get the labs in, look at the labs. I write a 4-page report within 24 hours that gets sent out to the patient, and then a 50-page patient handbook, which goes through in greater detail a lot about the symptomatology and the why we did this lab test and what does it mean and what the recommended treatment would be for that individual. So if they can't come in to see us, they can take it to their primary doc and ask the doctor, their doctor, to help. Unfortunately, 80% of the docs don't want to participate, and I spend time on the phone trying to mentor them and trying to get them to see that, here are the results. Just follow the results.
That doesn't make sense. Is it just because you think they just don't want to be bothered?
I don't really know. I try not to, judge. Ruminate on it too much because I get depressed myself, and then I got to take an antidepressant. And So what I try to do is, stay as hopeful that there are, and I've met some really great docs out there. One thing that I just want to tell your audience is in 2007, I was on ESPN Outside the Line, talking about traumatic brain injury in sports, and hormone deficiency. And I had, a Dr. Dan Kelly on the show, who is one of the top guys in brain surgery at, UCLA. Now he's at St. John's, and he's following this, continuing on this pursuit of educating people about hormone deficiency with traumatic brain. And we talked specifically at that time about growth hormone. Subsequently, we found testosterone, thyroid hormone, and cortisol deficiencies associated with head trauma.
But doesn't it make sense?
So I mean, you can see online on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, this makes perfect sense because when the deficiency is created centrally, we're talking about pituitary hypothalamus, it's not going to be exclusive to one hormone. It's going to be all the hormones.
Well, there are certain hormones that have a greater risk of being shut down, and that is growth hormone first, testosterone, thyroid, and then cortisol. And one interesting issue that I'm dealing with right now is surgical associated hormone deficiencies. Hypopituitarism, loss of hormone production, can happen from surgery. Mm. When you have prolonged surgical procedures, you can lose hormone production, like people who go in for aortic valve replacement and are under the knife for 5 to 7 hours. It drops off a lot of hormones and increases a form of thyroid that your body can't use, and low thyroid can cause depression. So we had a suicide recently in the entertainment world, which I'm, writing a study with a couple of hundred articles to back it there. In fact, 20,300 articles talking about post-coronary artery surgery and depression, post-surgical depression, and it can last for long periods of time.
If people want to reach out to Matt, how should they, if there's anybody in the audience that is either exiting the military, has exited the military, they think that they have some of these issues, they'd like to talk to you first before delving into this, how can they reach you?
Sure. There's two main ways right now. You can get me on Twitter. Just send me a message. It's Matthew Gosney, G-O-S-N-E-Y, 2, Matthew Gosney 2. And then I created a Gmail account that anyone can write me on there, and it's tbihelp01@gmail.com. And I'm more than happy to talk with people and help them, we're creating a dialogue here and getting information out. And that's something that's needed to be done for a while, and I'm happy to be helping in this endeavor.
I hope that the military gets in with this, because this would be such a simple way to treat guys and gals as they're exiting the military. And, you know, I think part of the overwhelming part for the military is, oh, my God, you know, everybody's got some form of TBI. What do we do? Well, here's an answer. And like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, when Matt was telling his story, you can feel the sadness and the heaviness of his life, and his marriage ended, all because this. And that's why I call what Dr. Gordon does optimistic medicine, because Matthew, like lots of other individuals suffering from TBI, they're at the end of their rope. They're looking at long-term solutions to short-term problems, but they don't realize their short-term problems because most of the clinicians out there are not talking about optimistic medicine, not saying, hey, you can be back where you were. They're just saying, hey, we can just shift your focus on different symptoms. And that's the reason it's optimistic medicine. It gave you your life back, right, Matt?
100%.
I mean, any downside to this that you could come up with? Anything like, well, you know, it was really great, but the one thing I didn't like was?
No, absolutely nothing.
There you go.
This has been wonderful.
There you go. So anybody, and also, if you're law enforcement, you can go to the website. This is not just about military individuals. And obviously, NFL players. You've helped a lot of NFL players, too. We had a guy on the show a few years ago.
Brad Leggett.
Yeah.
Brad Leggett. He looks phenomenal, doing phenomenally well right now. And he was on the ESPN Outside the Line with James Toney, the boxer, and with Pat Harlow. There was a group of people who had all sustained multiple TBI on the field and in the ring. And after being on a program, a protocol, for 2 to 3 months, they were able to talk about their improvement.
It was estimated that Muhammad Ali developed Parkinsona pugilista because he was having severe problems with thyroid hormone and testosterone when he fought Joe Frazier. And so the head trauma he suffered damaged the substantia nigra. Had he had good hormone levels, he would have at least gotten some protection from the aromatization of testosterone to estrogen in the brain, which suppresses inflammation through fibroblast activation factor on each and every cell.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another reason why I tried to get to Dana White from the MMA, saying, you need not to go after these guys like a witch hunt for being on testosterone. You need to start testing them and making sure they have physiological levels of testosterone, or there's going to be a ton of TBI problems in the future associated mm-hmm. with this show.
Three points that I'd like to make is that the hormones that we call reproductive hormones or sex hormones, like estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, that's only a small percentage of their functionality. What we're finding is testosterone. I was just reading this morning at 6 o'clock about the research on testosterone in the brain and how anti-inflammatory it is, and they know that it suppresses the chemistry that causes inflammation and stimulates the anti-inflammation system in our body. TH1 is the pro-inflammatory, TH2 is the anti-inflammatory. Estradiol does the same. Also, estradiol stimulates growth hormone production. That's why I'm deathly against anastrozole, because it shuts down brain estrogen levels.
Right.
And also decreases microglia, that helps to clean stuff up. Number two is article out of NFL, which very quietly shows that people who have sustained multiple head traumas, like in the NFL, they develop Alzheimer's disease 19 times quicker than the average person between the ages of 25 and 45.
How sad.
Number three is a gentleman at USC, where, you know, I'm a volunteer associate clinical professor at USC for many years, C.J. Pike, has written some 278 articles talking about Alzheimer's disease and androgens helping it. And we see that those with Alzheimer's do better because of the anti-inflammatory function of it against beta amyloid. And if you go to Google Scholar and put in testosterone and Alzheimer's, you'll see an incredible array of articles from major institutes, peer-reviewed articles, evidence-based, where they show the results. Also, Parkinson's disease. I have patients within 48 hours who get started on hormonal replenishment and they get better.
Yep.
Their intentional tremors improve in 48 hours. So the hormones that we call sex hormones have far-reaching benefits on the body that are not being accepted or acknowledged or used.
Very, very sad.
Period.
TBIMedLegal.com. Go there and help out. Maybe we'll start something here on the show where we could try to donate some money from the audience, number one.
Well, believe it or not, I just got an email from a gentleman who has basically asked me, how much do you need?
From the show, you mean, or from something else?
Well, when I sent this individual announcement that this show would occur, he just sent me
okay, good.
20 minutes ago.
Okay. This is all good stuff. All right, listen, Mark, we'll have you back on soon. Matt, thanks for being on show and being so honest, okay? All right, listen.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Of course. We'll have you back on soon, Mark. I'm sorry it's been so long. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We have news at the top of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to be doing an episode of Longevity Medicine, more on chronic inflammation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad. Today,
there are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. GE labeling would cost peanuts. A recently released study by the economic consulting firm Echo Northwest concludes that requiring genetically engineered food to be labeled would cost Americans a mere $2.30 per person per year. That's less than a penny a day, and with enough time to comply with a labeling requirement, food producers and retailers would only face a minimal one-time cost, the analysis showed. The report was commissioned by the Consumers Union, the advocacy and policy arm of the Consumer Reports. They sought to resolve the apparent disagreement between how much food prices would increase if GE labeling were required. It noted that food labels are regularly updated for regulatory and non-regulatory purposes, and given the competitiveness of the food industry, the $2.30 likely wouldn't be passed on to the consumers, researchers say. With polls showing overwhelming support for GE labeling in Oregon and Colorado, where voters will decide the issue in November, opponents of labeling are spending millions on campaigns aimed at misleading consumers. The opponents cite studies predicting that GE labels could increase food costs by hundreds of dollars a year. But Echo Northwest found that many of these conclusions are based on unsupported assumptions that companies will reformulate their products to include only organic ingredients. Price gap between more and less healthy foods grow. A new study published in the journal PLOS One tracked the price of 94 key food and beverage items from 2002 to 2012. Its findings showed that more healthy foods were consistently more expensive than less healthy foods and have risen more sharply in price over time. While less healthy foods had slightly greater price rise relative to 2002, the increase in the price difference between more and less healthy foods is a factor that may contribute towards growing food insecurity. More Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio when I decided to order it, and 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Egg-rich diet not harmful in type 2 diabetes. Eggs don't have an adverse effect on lipid levels in patients with type 2 diabetes, a new study indicates. Researchers also found that an egg-rich diet for 3 months was associated with a better appetite control and may provide greater satiety. Nicholas Fuller from the University of Sydney, Australia, presented his findings as a poster at the European Association for the Study of Diabetes 2014 meeting. And he explained that the study was motivated by the negative perception widely held towards egg consumption by patients with type 2 diabetes. Epidemiological studies have also indicated that high egg consumption, though not associated with adverse cardiovascular outcomes in the general population, may be associated with worse cardiovascular outcomes in people with type 2 diabetes, Dr. Fuller said. National guidelines on egg consumption and total dietary cholesterol intake are inconclusive and also vary widely between different countries, he added. The prospective randomized control study explored health outcomes in people on a high egg diet who had either prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. The trial lasted 3 months, and a total of 140 participants with a BMI of at least 25 kilograms were recruited to either a low egg group consuming less than 2 eggs per week or a high egg group consuming 2 eggs per day at breakfast for 6 days per week. Protein intake was identical in both groups. The findings showed no significant difference between two groups in levels of HDL cholesterol and LDL cholesterol, triglycerides, and glycemic control. However, the non-significant difference in HDL did show a trend for improvement in the high egg group. And despite both groups being matched for protein intake, the high egg group reported less hunger and greater satiety after meals, Dr. Fuller reported. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Another installment of... Whoa! What happened? What happened? Hold on. Hold on. Listen to some music. Talk amongst yourselves. Welcome back. Live radio at its best. For another episode of Longevity Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon. How you doing, Dr. Mixon?
I am doing scandalously well, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. Now that you're on the air. Okay, so we talked a little bit about chronic inflammation last week, and I want to kind of pick up the topic a little bit further, because you really can't bang that drum often enough because of the rate of chronic inflammation and its linkage to so many different diseases. But I want to talk about a different type of chronic inflammation, if you will. I want to call it purposeful. We know that exercise stimulates a form of an inflammatory response in the breaking down of muscle tissue and then the repair. How do Resolvins work in that scenario? I have to believe that affecting Resolvin production and availability would stimulate and lead to greater protein synthetic response from exercise.
Well, it actually does. You know, the process you're talking about we call hormesis, and it's the purposeful application of mild inflammatory, mild destructive forces on a tissue to cause the tissue to go into healing and repair mode. And so you do want to trigger a certain amount of inflammation, and that's what everybody in your audience that's doing exercise is triggering in their body. Unfortunately, you can overdo a good thing. And I see too many people who exercise, who follow the old high school coach, you know, that no pain, no gain.
Right.
And what I tell folks is, no, pain is not weakness leaving the body. Pain is Mother Nature's way of saying don't. and Mother Nature is not that sweet lady who laughs with you on the margarine commercials. She is a vindictive, unforgiving witch who will get you every time if you cross her.
Right.
So when she says don't, all right? If it hurts, don't do it. You want to irritate. You don't want to hurt.
Oh. One of the greatest bodybuilders of all time, Lee Haney, who pushed the physique to what it is today, used to say, "Stimulate, don't annihilate."
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. You should not overdo a good thing, and you know, we have a lot of inflammatory processes going on in the human body that are pathological to start with, and we often overlook how serious they are. For instance, you've got people with psoriasis, and they think, oh, I've got a skin rash. No, psoriasis is an autoimmune inflammatory process that raises your risk of heart attack, strokes, dementia, diabetes, irritable bowel syndrome, triples your risk of having, of dying from your heart attack. All of these relatively mild, what we think of as mild inflammatory processes, are actually very destructive in the long run. And this is part of what I'm aiming at with our relief factor as the inflammation resolving, inflammation prevention sort of product that I put together for that very reason.
What a very well-respected strength and conditioning coach who happens to live in Utah now named Coach Dan John. Came on my show many years ago when we did our first show together, and he was a strong advocate of the importance of taking a high quality fish oil product to help produce greater muscle gains and strength gains. So he was really onto it because basically the effects, as you discussed last week on the show, of stimulating resolvins to resolve the inflammation as opposed to just hanging there midway and stuck, really
right,
will speed up muscle and strength gains.
Sure, sure. You're going to go in and you're going to do your exercise. You're going to stress your muscle, your joints, your tendons, your ligaments. You're going to get an inflammatory process going on. That part is fine, but now what you want to do is resolve the inflammation and allow it to heal and repair and grow new tissue.
What about purposeful inflammation from overeating certain foods that have a known inflammatory effect on the body?
Well, sure. The saturated animal fats, although we are now recognizing that not all saturated animal fats are equal. Those from dairy fats are probably relatively benign compared to the ones in beef and pork fat. So which saturated fats makes a difference? But the animal fats as a group, the omega-6s as a group, are actually processed through a pro-inflammatory metabolic pathway that goes through arachidonic acid and increases inflammation throughout your body. Whereas the omega-3s are then processed through an anti-inflammatory pathway that suppress inflammation throughout your body. So the balance between 6s and 3s is quite important. And in the average American diet, way, way, way too much 6, not enough 3.
And I remember having Dr. Lauren Cordain on my show many years ago for the first time. We talked about the ideal ratio being around 1-to-1, but the common American diet today is about 16 to 1 sixes to threes, and that's where the problem.
That's right.
So you really need, you need the inflammatory response that's provided by the sixes, but you need the responses of the three to resolve the inflammation. That's the it's almost like it's almost like building a wall, right? You got bricks, you got cement. You need them both. You can't build it with one.
That's right. Absolutely. But you don't need, you know, a gallon of cement for each brick.
Right. Right. Very, very good. So, when people eat a pro-inflammatory diet, obviously using a product like Relief Factor could help mitigate some of the potential negative effects of that diet, right?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, you know, each packet of that Relief Factor has a very high concentration omega-3 capsule in there. That is, one of those is equal to more than 3 1,000-milligram fish oil. If you're taking 2 or 3 of those packets a day, you're getting 6 to 9 thousand milligrams of fish oil in those 2 or 3 little packets.
I want to talk about that fish oil when we come out of the break because I have an interesting story to tell. We're talking with Dr. Jerry Nixon right now, and we're talking about inflammation, chronic inflammation, what can be done about it. We have a very, very special offer for my audience. If you're interested in trying Relief Factor, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com. But more importantly, if you listen to the spot that we're going to roll into here, it'll tell you how to get a super deal on a trial pack. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Jerry has to say about Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time working in my yard, and a lot of aches and pains develop from that. And it doesn't happen anymore because of Relief Factor. I take it, and when I get up in the morning, there's no pain. And I try to get everyone I know to get started because I know it can help them. Plus, my son, who's 43 years old, has shoulder pain all the time. At least he had shoulder pain all the time until I got him started. I tell everyone I meet who has aches and pains to try Relief Factor. It sure worked for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to relieffactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at relieffactor.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jerry Mixon. We're talking about chronic inflammation. It's not evil. Yeah. If you get it under control, you can actually make it work for you. So I want to talk about the fish oil product, right? I've taken fish oil for a long time. I've taken cod liver oil. I choke it down because it's good for me, right? Okay.
So
one of my things that I like to do when I test a new product is actually taste it. If I buy a protein powder, I take a big spoonful and throw it in my mouth before I mix it with water or anything else. So I took the Relief Factor packet, opened it up, took the fish oil product out, put it in my mouth and bit down on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I found, right? Not any fish taste whatsoever.
That's right.
Dr. Mixon, I was expecting at least some moderate amount of fishiness. Now, Elisa, who is very, very susceptible to the fish oil burps, said to me, this is the first fish oil she's ever taken that she didn't even realize she took a fish oil, because not even 3 hours later did she burp up the taste of fish.
Because there's no fish oil.
It's highly purified.
You keep calling it fish oil, but it's omega-3s. Fish oil was the starting point. But what they did was we had them take out the oil, concentrate the omega-3s. In 1,000 milligrams there's like 960 or 970 some milligrams of omegas and only about 30, 40 milligrams of oil. So instead of having 1,000 milligrams, of which only 300 milligrams is omegas and 700 milligrams is oil, we have almost no oil. This is straight omega-3s. That's why you don't taste fish.
Okay, so did they use like a molecular sieve approach to achieve that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so it's basically a molecular distillation process, and the oil and all the fishy stuff comes out, and you're left with the straight omega-3s. I mean, that's what you got.
Now, on top of that, just to go to show you the type of supplement aficionado I am, this gel cap was like no other gel cap I've ever seen before. First of all, obviously it's enterically coated, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So you're sure to get the oil where it's going to be best absorbed instead of in the gut.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, and of course we don't want those people that have, you know, reflux problems. We don't even want them refluxing the omegas, and so we let it dissolve later, further on down the bowel.
So, and they're individually packaged, which I love because I always take my supplements on the go, which means I put them in little baggies and then I forget which are which, and then I end up throwing some of them away a month or two later going, gee, what was that? So they're individually packaged and they come with a highly bioavailable form of liposomal turmeric, right?
Curcumin.
Curcumin, thank you.
Curcumin, yes.
And the other agent in it is what else?
Well, resveratrol,
right.
And Icarin.
Icarin, that's the one. That's the one. For people who didn't get
Icarin
the...
Yeah,
go ahead.
The Icarin is almost kind of the secret sauce. You know, we've for years used resveratrol, curcumin, omega-3s in our patients, but when we added the Icarin, which is a stem cell differentiation agent to actually help your stem cells grow into the target tissues, so that you heal and repair and grow new tissue more effectively, that seems to have kicked our results up by an order of magnitude. It's
right.
Just been dramatic.
And so my audience can actually get a starter pack, which will be a 2-week pack for $19.95, so they can try it. Now, you had said that there's a protocol that they should try to really assess it, and that was they front load with what, 3 packs a day?
3 packets a day of the first week, and then go to 2 packets a day.
Okay.
And for the vast majority of people, that works really, really well. You know, it takes more to suppress the inflammation up front than it does to keep it suppressed. And that's why we hit it a little harder in the very beginning.
So let's get back to talking about exercise for a second. From sure. a therapeutic standpoint, we understand now that exercise is medicine, but just like any medicine, you can overdose on it. So what are your yep. opinions of the amounts of exercise? Is there's obviously no one size fits all because everybody has different physiological effects and abilities. How should someone assess if they're training just hard enough and not too hard?
Well, if your performance decreases, this says that you've overdone. You haven't had enough chance to heal and repair from the last damage. So, you know, as long as each workout you can do more than you did before, you're still doing okay. If you find your performance plateauing or even decreasing for a bit, that says you've overdone those muscles. They need more time to recover.
So it's the keep it simple approach. Now, using a product like Relief Factor should enable someone to recover to a greater degree and possibly even faster, right?
Yes, absolutely should. Yes. You know, of course, you can always do the dramatic overdue. There's the marathon runners. And I've always kind of laugh about that.
We talk about them here as well. They all develop lone atrial fib and all sorts of heart problems.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
We forget that the marathon is named after the Battle of Marathon, in which, you know, the Spartans fought at the Battle of Marathon. At the end of the battle, the runner ran all the way, the 26 point something miles back to Sparta, shouted Nike, that is victory, and dropped dead.
Right.
You know, and so now we name a sport after the first runner who died.
Yeah, who ran himself to death. Who ran himself to death, right. And now we should
How dumb can you get?
Yeah, we should all try to run ourselves to death now, right. Interesting. So I like your approach. It's a very simple approach. If you're not progressing, if you're not being able to at least achieve the same level of performance, if not increase your level of performance, then you're probably training too frequently, too much.
That's right. Absolutely. Okay. Back it off.
Any other things you want to add to the discussion of chronic inflammation, why it's so important for people to focus on getting it under control?
Well, of course, I designed this specifically for musculoskeletal pain, but what we're finding is that people with a wide variety of problems, from irritable bowel syndrome to reflux problems to, I mean, almost anything that causes an inflammatory process in the body seems to be getting improved by using these four things together. And so I've just been amazed at how well it's working for my patients, and you know, I can say is give it a try.
Talk about the IBS linkage. If somebody who has IBS suffers an ischemic event, a cardiac event, they are more likely to die because their inflammatory response is so heightened already, isn't it?
That's right. In fact, there was just a paper published on the 15th of this month showing that somebody that's having an IBS episode when they have their MI has a 329% increased risk of death within 30 days of their MI. But even people with relatively quiescent disease more than double their risk of dying. So people with chronic inflammatory processes of any cause, whether it's IBS, whether it's gingival or dental or gum disease, all of these things increase the risk of cardiovascular death, dementia, diabetes, and even cancers, all increase with any chronic inflammatory focus.
You know, there's a lot of discussion about inflammation leading to mitochondrial changes that then lead to genetic changes in the cell that flip the switch to become cancerous. And a lot of these, a lot of the early work done on ginger, 6 and 8 gingerol, and its effect to reestablish the apoptotic landscape and actually reverse tumor growth and so on, focused on reducing inflammation. Inflammation should be thought of like noise. Cells can't communicate properly when it's noisy. Things go wrong on the inside and outside of the cell that could potentially lead to a cell flipping the switch and becoming a cancer cell. So anytime you're reducing inflammation, if you're concerned about cancer, if cancer runs in your family, you must absolutely pay attention to chronic inflammation. Is that an overstatement, Dr. Mixon?
It's not an overstatement at all. And in fact, that's one of the reasons I chose resveratrol to go into the product, because the resveratrol has been shown to help inhibit the mutations specifically that trigger breast and prostate cancers. So the breast cancers in the women and the prostate cancers in the men should both be decreased by the resveratrol intake that's in this product.
Right. And it's just enough, by the way. That's not that overdose that some people are starting to question. Once again, some is good and more may not be better. Dr. Mixon, let's go ahead and plug the website again. For the Superhuman Nation, if you want to try Relief Factor, go to relieffactor.com and take advantage of the 2-week starter kit. It will let you know right up front whether or not it's going to work for you, and then you can start to order it regularly. This is the anti-inflammatory product that I am now taking, and I will be reporting on it within the next 2 weeks, I can promise you. Dr. Mixon, thanks so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome, Carl. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the book Conditioning to the Core. We'll be right back.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. Conditioning. Too many of us focus on strength and forget about the conditioning portion of the equation. Conditioning can not only improve your strength, but allow you to do a lot more with the strength that you've acquired. My next guest has written, co-authored a book, Dan Taylor. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Carl, for allowing me to come on today and talk. I appreciate it.
Sure. The book is called Conditioning to the Core.
Yep.
The word core seems to be ubiquitous and overused today. So when you talk about the core, explain what you mean.
To start off with, I think you're absolutely correct. Even having written the book, we kind of decided to use, you know, not be afraid of using the word core, and kind of just embrace the fact it's become this, you know, title and flag word or whatever you want to use for a number of different things. And the reason that we chose to do that and just sort of embrace that as its own thing is to try and get misconceptions taken away and to provide, at least from our point of view, a better definition of what we assume and what we believe the core is. So to define it quickly for you, the way that I and my co-author Greg look at it is essentially everything except for the head, the arms, and the legs. So really it's your glute complex, torso, upper back musculature, chest to an extent, but really we focus a lot more on the kind of scapulothoracic area. Because other than that, you've got the neck, which definitely ties into the core, but above that is the head, which is the center of everything that we do. And arms and legs are the drivers. So the core, in essence, and everything that we provided information-wise in the book relates to that mid area.
And so that would be kind of like our chassis. If we thought of a race car,
yeah.
The chassis allows the drivetrain to transfer energy to propel the vehicle up the road. Without the chassis, parts would just blast into different directions.
Absolutely. And that's the truth of the matter because, you know, everyone has their own, you know, kind of take on how they like to train the core. And, you know, you can talk to everybody from, you know, bodybuilding disciplines and powerlifting and strength and conditioning for collegiate athletes or whatever. And everyone has this, you know, a take on it and, you know, whatever it might be. But the reality is, as you just said, streamlining your body and streamlining how power is distributed around your body and postural concerns and so on really is the meat and potatoes and the most important thing of what all of these disciplines do. Because if you don't have that, it doesn't matter what it is you're trying to achieve, you're just not going to get it.
Let's look at the word conditioning for a second. So I think that's another word that has become ubiquitous and maybe even applied to the wrong instances. So I always think of conditioning in my body's ability to withstand the rigors of continuous applications of the strength that I've acquired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can take conditioning to its sort of more, you know, most fundamental piece, which, you know, at least in the environment, the college environment that I work in, you know, we're going to run, we're going to sprint, and we're going to do it physiologically and energy system-wise more internally, like very, very deep into the systems. But again, as you just said, it's also, you know, conditioning, you know, your central nervous system. It's conditioning your muscular system. It's conditioning everything. And again, you know, putting in these kind of key words and making people aware, okay, you see these words all the time and you see them in different contexts, but if you can kind of narrow down and show that, yeah, you know, the core has to be conditioned for something. It's not just, okay, this is our lift. This is our major movements. This is our large muscle groups. Now go do abs in the corner. It has to be more than just that.
Right.
And, you know, our thought process was, you know, you're going to just right up front conditioning to the core. Oh, you know, core and conditioning, that's interesting. So it's kind of a way of just sort of like, you know, obviously it's a nice alliteration having the two C's, but really it was like flag terms and like, oh, right in front of me, what is this about? How do I condition that? That's unusual to use those words together.
But conditioning implies, at least to me, specificity. So in other words, if I'm a basketball player and you're a CrossFitter, mm-hmm. the conditioning that I need and the conditioning that you need are very, very different. You may have to do 50 snatches over and over again where I have to run up and down a court, jump, run up and down a court, jump, run up and down a court, jump. So conditioning also implies specificity. You can't, or do you attempt to create universal exercises that translate to a variety of different sports disciplines in this book?
Essentially, yes. I mean, the way that we chose to write it was anybody, again, from any discipline, any background, you know, people that are, you know, deconditioned that are coming back to an athletically minded you know, program for training and so on. People that are very high-end athletes, and you can throw CrossFitters in there, you know, bodybuilders, whoever it might be, they can reach into this as a resource and go, okay, you know, some of this stuff is very sort of low-grade, very kind of getting back to the basics and simple plank motions and simple kind of bridging motions and re-kind of finding that strength and that movement quality in the body. But the whole point behind the book is to do things as a progression, and I believe this is true, and you know, most people that are in our business believe this too, is that, you know, everything is going to be a progression. It might be a progression based off adding you know, weight to the bar, but it's also going to be, if you can hold a plank for, you know, a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, that's a wonderful thing. But, you know, you need to change it. You need to make it difficult. So maybe you add some instability through TRX or stability balls, or maybe you just raise one foot up, and you're constantly trying to pursue something. So to get back to your question in terms of conditioning for different things, you know, the core is the core. It's equipped to, again, give you, you know, better posture and hopefully reduce chance of injury in regards to having good posture. But it's also to allow the power you've developed through, hopefully, you know, conscientious strength training to be distributed around the body appropriately. So it's going from the floor through your hips and so on and out of your arm if you're a baseball pitcher or wherever it might be. So if that's true for everybody, and it could be true for my grandmother who's dodging out of the way of a cat in the kitchen, but it's also true for me playing basketball at the basketball court, it can go to all different people in all different activities. However, it will be different in terms of execution. And again, the book kind of goes through this, has a few very, very basic tests to allow people to kind of understand where they are. But what you may do will have the same theme as me because we're both humans and it's about mm-hmm. human function. But it will, like, be expressed in a different way because your goals and your background and what you're trying to achieve will be different to mine. And so it does allow for kind of like broad spectrum use of the book. But again, you can take from it and be very, very focused on what it is you're trying to achieve.
We know that strength training can transfer some value to, let's say, endurance and or running applications, sprinting and so on. And we know vice versa is true, that those who make sure that they do some amount of prerequisite cardiovascular training, that translates to greater strength improvements. Where does conditioning and cardiac function cross over? I have to believe that a strong heart allows you to pursue a greater level of conditioning.
Yeah, I mean, the heart is a muscle like any other. I mean, obviously, it's the most important of all of them, because without it, you know, nothing else would matter. But yeah, I mean, truly, if you know, this is going slightly off topic, but if you even look at people who are coming off some kind of heart surgery, you know, getting them to be active and, you know, again, in terms of continuums and, you know, different ends of the spectrum, you know, their level of activity is far lower than some of the high-level athletes that I get the chance to work with here at Siena. That's the whole point, is to get them to be, you know, have a higher level of conditioning. And again, that's specific to the individual, specific to the background, specific to the goal, and you know, also what you're trying to achieve in the future. I mean, that's like worst case scenario. I had a quadruple bypass and I'm recovering from the surgery and now I'm, you know, sitting on a recumbent bike, but my goal is to be able to walk, outside my house and not lose breath. You know, but the other end of the coin, you know, people are going to say, well, to avoid those health problems, if we're just talking about health for a second, obviously you don't want to smoke and you don't want to do certain bad things that are going to contribute to it. But the reality is, you know, you want to be active for 35 or an hour a day, whatever the, you know, Surgeon General's recommended allowance is for the moment. But yes, absolutely. It's, you know, just being active and then being in condition, being in quote unquote shape is important for all of us. And, you know, that's something that I express to a variety of people, because again, I work with Division I athletes who are very, very good athletically. But I'll even talk to people, you know, my parents, my wife, friends, whoever it might be, you know, just go and be active, because it's going to reach out to everything you do, no matter who you are or what it is you're trying to achieve, not just the basketball players that are trying to make the NCAA
right.
tournament.
Right. I want to talk more about that when we come out of the break. We're talking we're talking right now with Daniel Taylor. The book is called Conditioning to the Core. Over 300 of the best exercises to build your center of power. You can get it at superhumanradio.com in the Amazon book selection area. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we
ever
pride
feel
ourselves
like you want
on
something crunchy. From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not.
go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Be dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. 861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Sorry about that. I was finishing. So, Dan, in an effort not to sit all day long, during the commercial breaks, I do body weight squats, push-ups, and I have a pull-up bar that I hang in my doorway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like I'm just trying. which leads me to a couple. I want to make a statement, first of all. For those guys out there who are starting to get older and notice that performance in bed just isn't what it used to be. Before you turn to the little blue pill, try improving your conditioning. Conditioning is not just about sports performance. It can be about life performance as well, number one. Number two, I have said for a long time that strength is to voltage what conditioning is to amperage. You can be really strong but not be able to do a whole lot of work. When you have good conditioning, you can be really strong and do a whole lot of work. What would you say to that statement?
I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head, actually, with both statements about you know, it's easy to get caught up in, you know, what athletes are doing and athletics. It looks really great, and you see these amazing things happen on television and the games and so on. But really, what we're all trying to strive for is to be high-functioning humans. Now, granted, as it plays out, as I said earlier in the interview, it will play out in basketball and will play out in, you know, whatever your particular pastime might be. But the reality is, you know, you want to be a high functioning human being. Now, if you're a powerlifter, and I think there's probably a good argument about this too, is the essence is to be as strong as possible, and your conditioning needs to be nominal. But I would say that they should be in some kind of conditioning, you know, so they can deal with the duration of training and those kind of things. Outside of very specific instances like that, though, you know, you need to have both, because if you're an incredibly strong person and you get out of breath going up the stairs, well, there's not really a lot of point in being that way. And, you know, a really good example of the opposite way is distance runners. There's a really bad feeling amongst distance runners that lifting weights and becoming, you know, quote-unquote strong is bad for them because, right, oh, I don't want to gain weight. And it's the silliest myth, if you will, that I've ever heard, because they have to be very, very strong to endure the amount of mileage and the pounding that they're putting their body through. So if they have to be really, really strong, well, then we need to do something against resistance to create that strength, and then there is the loop completed. So it's the same as true of either end of the spectrum. I mean, unless you are a true specialist in something, and again, powerlifting is the only thing I can think of off the top of my head, and even then, like I said, it's a good argument for having a level of conditioning. But they have to go hand in hand. The question really then becomes, you know, how strong is strong enough for what you personally need? Because, you know, I feel I have very strong runners here, and we're doing really big things in developing the program and all that fun stuff. But it's relative to what they're trying to achieve. They're not pound for pound in terms of the weight on the bar as strong as my lacrosse players, football players and basketball players. But they are strong individuals. They're strong for what they want to do, and hopefully they're strong for the rest of their life. But they're also in very good condition. So I think you're absolutely 100% true. I think, you know, to be the best functioning person you can be for health, vitality, well-being, and obviously for performance, you need both. And it's to the extent of what your goal may be.
You know, I've actually started training a little differently. I used to train legs very, very heavy, and I ended up not having really good conditioning. And I've started to look at everything in my life through a more evolutionary perspective. And I don't think that from an evolutionary perspective, human beings were required to squat 700 pounds, but we definitely were required to run. And running is a really, really great attribute to have, especially in this day and age. You need to run to a bus. You may need to run from a murderer. And so I've started to refocus my upper body training. I do still focus on predominantly strength work, but my lower body training, I'm starting to do more things like rowing on the Concept 2 rowing machines, and elliptical work and sprinting and stuff like that, because I feel that is really what our legs were more suited for. What, you have any comments on this?
I think that's a very interesting way of looking at things, and again, just to move topic slightly, but I will come back to that. Just in terms of, you know, how we've developed evolutionarily speaking, and, you know, also the whole philosophy of how you are as a child or how you are as an adult, I think you probably do have definitely some strong context for it. The other thing that I think is interesting when you look at it like that is the whole argument about stability training. And should you train lower body in this instance in an unstable surface? And I would argue no, for a variety of reasons to do with athletically. However, if your feet are used to being grounded, because we do things using ground reaction forces from the floor or from a solid surface, but your upper body is constantly in an unstable environment no matter what it is you're doing. So then I think there's a very strong argument looking at it evolutionarily and how your body develops to train unstable with the upper body, not necessarily predominantly, but a very, very high percentage of what you could do. So I think it's a very interesting way of looking at it. I think, you definitely have a point about it, and there's a few things related to that. If you're trying to be a well-conditioned human being again for life, like we were saying before, and you go max squat and your legs are really, really tired, well, your conditioning will probably be poor because you have, you know, a lot of the fatigue in the low body, so your conditioning will probably drop off. I think the only risk that would be taken by going that route solely is just making sure that you have body balance. You know, because if I'm, have a really heavy bench press, I'm a very thick upper-bodied person, and I really haven't developed a good strength base, which obviously you have, you know, with your background, then you have to be a little bit careful, because visually it makes no sense. You're just a chicken leg guy in, you know, in the gym with a massive lats and chest. I think you don't want to fall into that trap.
No.
However, I think if you are a conscientious trainee and you've worked hard on developing a strength base, then I think you absolutely could go down that path. And then the other thing too is it's that whole thing about, you know, breaking plateaus and doing things differently. I mean, the athletes I work with here, we're trying to train for specific things at specific moments and peaking and so on. But again, if we're just talking about life in general and you're a quote unquote weak person, well, then you probably should focus on, you know, definitely some kind of conditioning. We've covered that. That's an important thing. But you have to get stronger. You have to get stronger because weak things break, to put it really simply. However, once you reach a decent level of a strength base, and, you know, that could, again, is relative to who you are, how old you are, and what you do, then I think you can definitely start to play around with it and go, I'm going to be very heavy on, you know, endurance and conditioning training in my lower body, keep my upper body going, but not in a, you know, a classic kind of like overloaded way, and just kind of play around with it and do stability upper body and do stable lower body. And I think that's, you know, when training gets very interesting and very, very exciting. I think beginners, though, you just got to get, you know, just do the basics, and I think they will achieve good things from that point.
Well, how long have we been doing the plank?
Plank forever. I mean, I believe plank is probably stems from yoga and yoga roots, and yoga goes back to, you know, a very, very ancient times. And I think that the thing that I find interesting about the plank is it's kind of come back a little bit in the public conscious because of, you know, some of the physical therapy modalities that came into gyms in the early 2000s and different kind of spine research. But in terms of having a that plank position, that solid straight line position from your hips directly through to your shoulders, you know, when I'm doing a deadlift, my upper body is in a plank position. I mean, granted, my lower body is hinging, but my upper body is in a plank position. You know, when I'm playing different sports, you know, I want to have that kind of rigid, strong, you know, set to my body. So the plank itself is a lesson for life. It's a lesson for sports.
Right.
So I think, you know, train it on the floor so people understand how to do it and the body can, when called upon, can automatically get into that position and that posture and that kind of nice tight bracing sensation that we're looking for.
Right.
You know, but again, I think one of the mistakes that people do with core training, you know, or yoga or whatever it is that they have experienced a plank is that, again, you don't do it for 3 minutes. You don't do it for 6 minutes. It's a wonderful thing, and I'm sure there's some Guinness World Record you can break if you choose to, but you need to get upright. You need to get upright with some kind of perturbation and some
right.
kind of imbalance. And now you're training for something much more functional and much more athletic and, you know, whatever it might be. So I think the plank fundamentally is incredibly important. I think when you learn to own the movement, then that's when you have to develop it, which, again, goes back to the whole thing about progressions.
The book is called Conditioning to the Core. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. We're talking with Dan Taylor. This is a complete, what's the word I'm looking for? We're leaving the discussion just for a second. I want to throw something at you, an idea. So I've been toying with this idea for a very, very long time. Small motor skills and the weak link. I've come to the conclusion that my right arm is more responsive and stronger because I do small motor skills with my right hand, such as writing my name. Learning to write my name with my left hand will make me more ambidextrous and set up the neurology, the neuromuscular response on my left side so that my left arm is no longer the weak link. Any ideas on that statement?
It's a very interesting one. I mean, I think if you're going down that road, which is a fascinating road, and I think there's a lot of research and a lot of people exploring that kind of road, because really, you know, you're talking about neural control, you're talking about things stemming back to the brain and left and right, different hemispheres of the brain and so on. So what you're doing obviously is a fine motor skill, but it's tracking back into your brain. And so if you're kind of rewiring how your brain does things, it can become a very powerful tool. Greg Brittenham, my co-author's father, Dean, for a while was working on even things like juggling. You know, and he was having very high level athletes he worked with just learn to juggle. You know, which again is obviously both hands, but is that very fine motor skill, very controlled and almost like kids games with cups and all kinds of stuff. And it really gets back to like, you know, neural stuff and training of the brain. And the same would be true of what you're saying. So I'm doing very fine motor skills, whether it be writing my name or just something with my right arm. you know, and then you mix and match with your left arm, and what does that translate to? I mean, that translates to different levels of athleticism. It translates into how your brain function makes your body work. It's a little bit out of my area of kind of comfort, but you know, that's what makes this industry so exciting, is that you start to play with those areas, delve into the research a little bit, add it back into how you train, and all of a sudden there's a whole new door open for you, and you can take your athletes down a different road. So I definitely think it's worth exploring.
Well, my theory is this. So we all know what magic fingers are, right? You're stuck in the bench press, and a friend of yours puts his fingers on the bottom of the bar, and miraculously you're able to push it up. So that small little assistance makes a difference. When we're doing unilateral work, it's very obvious to me that my left arm is not as strong as my right arm. So I've come to the conclusion that my left arm is just doing magic fingers. My right arm is incrementally moving the bar or bearing more weight, and my left arm is kind of, it's doing some work, but it's more magic fingers instead of direct load bearing weight that the right arm is doing. So I've come to this conclusion that if I can improve my neuromuscular connections and the inroads into my nervous system into controlling my left arm, so that it is just as strong, or let's say dominant, as my right arm, then that's the weak link that will go away.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. I mean, what you're talking about is hugely important. I mean, again, we could talk about just regular training in the gym, but, you know, even like stuff for life again or for athletics is, you know, asymmetries, whether they be neurologically based in terms of dominance, hand and leg and foot, or whether it's, you know, I've sprained my right ankle a bunch of times, I've rehabbed it, and uh-huh. I'm functional again. But are you fully functional? You know, because right. Now, you know, has what was dominance gone? We already know we have what's called a bilateral deficit between legs anyway, which goes back to what you're saying. You know, one of the big things with single leg work, which I think people miss, when there's the argument about, you know, to squat or not to squat, and do you do single leg work, and, you know, when to do it, is that we have this bilateral deficit, which would be the equivalent of I'm right-hand dominant or I'm left-hand dominant. Well, you have to get rid of it. You know, you don't want to have a deficit on one leg because, you know, for a variety of reasons, athletically, if you're cutting in a football field, you'll cut split second quicker one way to the other, and you know, and you have less. It's just been proven in laboratories. Then you move to what you're saying, you know, about the upper body. It's going to be the same thing. I think the key is for us to understand, you know, how to go about eradicating it, not necessarily just by doing, oh, I'm going to do four more reps in my left hand or whatever it might be.
Right.
But like you said, you got to trace it back to what is going on neurally. You know, and that's where I think it gets very interesting, because once you start playing around with the brain, if you do it in the right way, and you know, in some of the games, like I was explaining that Greg's father was working on with juggling and so on. I mean, now that's a powerful tool, because like I was saying at the beginning when I was defining the core, is that the head, that's the control center. If you can get control of the control center, I mean, the sky's the limit, and you're going to open up who knows what kind of areas and get dominance in both hands. That's going to immediately increase how much you can bench press. Well, if my bench press is going up, then my ability to be powerful in my upper body should increase, and so on and so forth.
Right,
so
right.
It's a very, I think the question is going to be, we know we have these things, is what is the correct and most efficient way to work on eradication? And again, it's easy to say, well, we'll do a 2-to-1 ratio of work from the weak side to the strong side. Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, it's some kind of like maybe part of it. But you know, how do we get to like, you know, what's anchoring this whole thing, which
right.
is playing with the brain? And then again, the next step is, well, what does that do? You know, where are we now? I mean, it's an exciting thought. Absolutely.
Conditioning to the Core is the book. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. Daniel Taylor, thanks for being on the show today.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and again, I really appreciate the opportunity.
Take care. And we also want to thank Dr. Mark Gordon for coming on today. Traumatic brain injury was the discussion. You can go to his website, tbimedlegal.com. If you are in the military, law enforcement, firefighter, and you think that you are suffering from a TBI, please get in touch with Dr. Gordon there at tbimedlegal.com. Of course, thanks to Dr. Jerry Mixon for coming on and expanding even more detail on chronic inflammation. And you can go to relieffactor.com to take advantage of his offer. And we'll see everybody next week. I'm off tomorrow. We'll be running some best of for Thursday and Friday. I'll be back next week. I'll be in New York this weekend. So see you next week.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it